if you're born again, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you love God and you're called according to his purpose, if you believe Threshing Floor Tabernacle is your place of fellowship, that this is the house and the place where God planted you so that you would grow and you would bear fruit and your fruit will remain. Let me encourage you. I could command you, but let me encourage you to come and pray. Too many saints of God are too weak in their walk, and this is no time to be weak. This is not slamming anybody, if you will. It's just a very true observation. Saints are struggling in their walk with God, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. Just tell your neighbor, it's not the way it's supposed to be. If there's a relationship that you're never going to abandon or forsake or you know, walk away from, let it be your relationship with God. And I'm not saying walking away from other relationships, but this is just one relationship that is too important for you to give up on. This is one relationship that is, because this deals with life, and not just life for right now. This deals with life for all eternity. And I know you hear me say these words over and over, but it's true, it's real, it's important that this relationship that we have with God does not go forsaken or abandoned, if you will. We may go through seasons, we may go through moments, we may go through spurts and things like that where stuff comes up and it kind of buffets us, if you will, or, you know, we might get weary a little bit, but we have to push past all of that stuff in order to give God what he rightfully deserves, because it's for our benefit. It's not like Dad is not going to be any less than who he is if you turn away from him and never say his name in a good manner or a good sentence, if you will. You understand what I'm saying? If you never praise him again, Dad will lose nothing. He'll lose a son and daughter, if you will, in that respect. But Dad won't, it won't make him less than who he is, because even in our rebellious state, he's still loving us. And I think this is just one of those things that too many Christians use as an excuse, because they know God's going to always love them, always forgive them, always be merciful to them, dot, 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 dot. And so they take the relationship for granted as if, you know, it, sometimes it's an option. Sometimes if it's inconvenient, we just shut him off. You know, sometimes if the pressure comes on, we just cut him off. You know, if things get tight, we just cut God off. And it ain't all about money. It's about attitude. It's about heart. It's about life. It's about what you truly believe. Because if you truly believe in God, if you truly believe he loves you, if you truly believe that you're saved, then measure up to that. Measure up to it. Don't be, we're going to get buffeted, but if we look at the patriarchs of old, if we look at the Apostle Paul, well, I'm not Paul either, but I look at him as an example, and he's one who said, follow me as I follow Christ. Well, he said that to Corinth. Well, he's speaking to us. He's speaking through Corinth to us as well. Follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And what were some of the things that he went through? He went through crises. He was beaten. He was left for dead. He was shipwrecked. He was fasting. Sometimes it wasn't a voluntary fast. It was just he didn't have nothing to eat. He didn't have money. He didn't have anything. But he said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In other words, I know how to conduct myself. I know how to keep myself. I know how to do the right things, whether things are good or whether things are bad. Because in God, all things are good. Excuse me. Yeah. And so I encourage you, come to pray. If you believe in the power of prayer, if you believe that God moves, you know, God hears, God answers, and prayer is powerful and all these other things that we say, if you believe in that, then come to prayer. We pray 6:30 to 7 o'clock here on Wednesday. We pray 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We pray, LTJ prays every, it was a good time for you to say, you know, what you say. Yeah, okay, praise God. Amen. But every Monday, LTJ, for what, the first half hour, they just intercede. They just go in. 1 hour. Oh, they do 1 hour. Okay. They do 1 hour. So, praise God. What y'all do down there at QLM? Well, we be ministering unto the Lord. And our office as priests. So we be worshiping and praising God for that first half hour or so, or however long it would go. But anyways, we have our set times for prayer. And if you truly believe, and you know, something Christians need to get over is being late all the time. I hate it when I'm late, even though I'll be late for something. But I hate it. I do. But some people are late and they don't even seem like they hate it. It just seems like it's just them. I just roll in when I roll in, you know. And it's like God waits on me. Let me say that one more time. It's like God waits on me. He waits till I get, you know, I worship him when I get ready to. And so the thing of it is that he puts you in a body, not to act independent of the body, unless the body's crazy. If the body's crazy, that's one thing. Then God wouldn't even put you in a crazy unless you're crazy too. But he sets you in a very precious ministry, if you will, assembly, if you will, body, if you will. And we need faithful, faithful people. Why? Because, see, I said it Sunday, and I don't know if many of you caught it. If we're not the harvest, then we're the seed. Now, I'll ask you, how many of you believe God has more people that he wants to bring in this house than he does? That statement we make, every seat filled, standing room only, people on the outside trying to get inside because they heard what God is doing in our midst. How many of you know that's not just brainwashing? That's not just, you know, hopeful thinking, wishful thinking. That's not just, you know, a chant that sounds good, or, you know, we're trying to get something out there that will really put us on the map or take us around the world, something like that. How many of you know we really believe that, you know, what God does in our midst, and we want it to intensify and increase. We want it to be even more and more and more regularly, if you will, because God can do things and... Brother Keyshore, how you doing? Thank you for being here. How you doing? You doing good? Amen. Monday night was a good night for you. Praise God. To God be the glory. He got gloriously baptized in the Holy Ghost with biblical evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Now, how many years? How many years, Brother Keyshore? 32 years. He's known about the baptism. Been in assemblies where he's seen the power of God move, healings, miracles go forth, gifts of the Spirit in operation, people getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, and it's just like it's passing over him. But God didn't want that to be passing over him. He wanted to touch him. And so Monday night, he got it, and he got it. I mean, he got it, and he was gone. We stopped, and he was still going. Praise God. Overflow in a good sense. But we want God moving every time we come together. And I don't know about you, but there's nothing greater in this world, nothing greater than to see God manifest his glory and power right before our very eyes. He doesn't have to. But to see God move, to see people get healed, you know, people who we don't even know, they come here and boom, they get healed, or people get delivered, or people hungering for more of God. You know, I know that there's more to God, and then God fills them. Or God reveals something about their lives, and nobody knows it, but God knows it, and he reveals it to them. And, you know, God just does stuff, or he might send somebody in, and they may read your mail, and it's not to expose you or make you feel ashamed or anything like that. Everything that Dad does is for edification. Even if he has to correct us, he does it for our good. And so we want more of that. And so... We spend our lives, you know, this is buying without money. Our life, our heart, our soul, we put everything into what God wants to do. And as we do this, we'll see the glory. It'll increase more and more. I've been hearing that. Yeah, you're going to keep on hearing it. Haven't you seen the little signposts along the way? Haven't you seen that God, man, God still moves. God still heals. God still delivers. God's still setting people free. People still getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. Something is still happening. People are, you know, whether it's inside the body or outside the body, God moves. God brought, he did something in a meeting that we had. And it was just the wisdom of God just to reveal something that needed to be done. And it was one of the things that needed to be done that really got to the core of something else that needs to be done. And I know it may not be making sense to you, but it's just he continues to move and manifest. And we don't want this just for us. We want it for everybody. Yeah. Living, breathing, moving church of the living God. And they say, where do you go? I go to Threshing Floor. Oh, I heard about that place. Oh, what have you heard? Oh, I heard some things about that place. Oh, really? Like what? Like people getting healed? Like people getting filled with the Spirit? Like people getting blessed? How many times did God have to give somebody a raise or a promotion or open a door, a job that they've been trying to get for a long time and just boom? How many times does he have to do that over and over and over again that we really get it? Just because I look over that way don't mean I'm looking at anybody in particular, so don't feel, you know. So I encourage you, come and pray with us, because you ain't going to do nothing without prayer, not with God. And prayer is simply communication with God. And a church that's not going to pray is a church that's not going to accomplish very much. Well, we pray. We want to continue to pray. Hallelujah. Some people said one thing about that church, they're always praying. And then they got a pastor who's saying they ain't praying enough. You know, we want to keep praying. We want to keep digging. There's oil in the ground. You hear me? There's blessing and favor. There's more to God than what we've accomplished. We're going to stop here with the way things are going in the world. Many of our family members, if you will, and many in the body of Christ, the stuff that people are dealing with and going through that they shouldn't be going through. We're not here to publicize and make people, you know, embarrassed about the things that they deal with. Life happens to everyone, but if we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, life will happen and we'll keep rising. Hallelujah. We'll keep rejoicing. We'll be strong. And that's the key, being strong. A church is only as strong as its weakest member. You heard the narrative or the saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Well, a church is only as strong as its weakest member. And we have to remember, it is God who sets each one in the body where it pleases him, not where it pleases them. Yeah. And so Dad set you here. Not to be an occupier of a seat, but to carry out a work that's going to bring glory to his name and power to this earth. And each and every one of us can be used for his glory. Yeah. And so we need you to come and pray. I said it before, and I'm not fussing or anything like that. I don't think I am, but it could be perceived that way. But as many adults as we have here, and don't misunderstand me, prayer, everybody in the body of Christ knows the importance of prayer, but not everybody prays. And so, you know, there's only a small percentage of people who actually pray in the body of Christ. And sometimes they get so carried away because they think they're more spiritual than everybody else, and then they end up giving over to that thing, and they begin to make a mess out of stuff rather than build up the body. But I'm not saying that we go there. But as many adults as we have here who pray, who've been raised up to pray and know how to pray, and for us to just sit back and let our children carry the mantle at the altar, that's sad. Well, I could pray at home. Well, pray at home too. But come here and pray. when we pray. For me, Sunday and Wednesday, let's hit the altar. Let's hit it hard. Let's pray for God to move mightily. Pray for sinners to get saved, sinners to get filled, so full of God. Because that was the word tonight as Sister Diana was pacing, and not that she was just literally just pacing just for the sake of pacing, but as she's going back and forth, and then she's praying in the Holy Ghost, and then she starts to speak, and one of the things that she spoke was it just brought attention. It just brought focus. Let's focus on the cross. And so it, from there, she went on and she shared some other things. But while she was praying, the Spirit of God just quickened me. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, being filled with all the fullness of God. That's what Paul prayed, great apostle. It wasn't just for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He was praying that for, but he was praying that for the saints. He was praying that for the saints, not only just Ephesus, if you will, but whoever would read that epistle that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they be filled with all the fullness of God, being so full of God and nothing else. That's what we live for. That's what we breathe. That's all we know. And people could say, that's all you know. But the power of God resonates within us, that he enables us to do things that they cannot do, speak things that they cannot speak, see things that they cannot see, hear things that they cannot hear, do things that they cannot do. Yeah. So being filled, so full of God. You understand that? I mean, for someone to speak that, it must be attainable. We don't get full of God by getting full of the world or full of all of the other stuff that we do. There's only one place we'll get full of God. That's either on our face, on our feet, prostrate, standing, but it's in the presence of God. And when you look up what he means by being filled, it is about being filled with the presence and the power and the glory of God. Yeah. Why don't we go for that? We go for all kinds of gimmicks. We buy all kinds of books. We do all sorts of things. But the Bible tells us, I'll just give you the short version of it. Go after God. Go after God. Go after God. Go after him. How do I do that? Pray. Eat his word. Don't read it. Eat it. Hallelujah. Is there a difference? Yeah, you could tell there's a difference just by the words alone. Eat it, read it, eat it, read it, eat it. Yeah. You are what you eat. Just as surely as food affects the physical body, the word of God affects your spirit, man. Yeah. It determines whether you're a healthy spirit or an emaciated spirit, whether you're saturated or whether you're dry. Let us be filled with the fullness of God. Let us hunger for him. Hallelujah. And thirst for him. Glory to God. Because our kids don't know. They don't know because they don't see. We're trying to get our kids to do stuff that we won't do ourselves. It don't work like that. So let's go after God. Let's just come and pray. Let's see some adults at the altar. Let's show them how to pray. For the most part, we have, where are they? Joseph Henry, stand up. Is Samo over there somewhere? Samo, stand up. Princess Sissy, where are you at? Stand up. Oh, two in the house, stand up. Now, because I don't call somebody's name, it doesn't mean I'm saying anything. I'm just telling you. this is what we have on a regular basis. And then we have some adults, and usually it's the parent of one or some of them, on a regular basis. I'm not talking, you know, interchangeably, you know, when I say, I shouldn't say interchangeably, sometimes there are more adults. And you know what? The adults will sit out there while we have the kids up here at the altar. Now, the Bible does say a little child shall lead them, but let's just get this thing right, okay? Because if we don't do this, how can we expect God to move? We say it with our lips, but it's not in our heart. Because our heart will drive us to do something. Our heart will say, something's not right, so let me do something to make it right. Yeah. Amen. I know it's quiet. It's quiet, and I'm not even fussing. I'm not fussing. Where's Hannah Bear? She's in the back. Hannah Bear, I'm always in the Minister Posada, I'm always putting those kids in jail. I'm telling you, praise. I'm just being silly. They're always in the back. And then we'll have Kamaya, or we'll have and I shouldn't say not or. But we'll have Marcel, and then we'll have, gosh, I'm seeing their face, but their names. Don't nobody say nothing. It ain't 60 that's stopping this. This happened even when I was at 20 or something like that. Praise God. We have Tina and Andre sometimes. You know, I'm talking about regularly, but where are the adults? Let's lead the way. Come on. Come on, let's lead the way. Let's hold up the flag. I mean, if you feel like you're like Moses, I just can't do it no more. Then we get some of these young ones to hold your arms up so we can win some battles, win some victories. Amen? Yeah, we get some of them to prop you up so that we can win these battles that are ahead of us and that people in-house are going through. And some of the stuff, they don't even realize it, but they got a devil loose in their house, and they won't even do nothing to the devil. They just take it out on one another. And it's like, no, kick the devil out. It's like the word says, cast out the scoffer, and strife will cease. And so you kick the devil out, and then you'll see things happen. Yeah, so I encourage you to come and pray. And I challenge you to be filled with all the fullness of God. Yeah. Wasn't that a Bible study? Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. You can be seated. Thank you. Thank you. And by calling you out or just mentioning the names, it's not saying anything bad about you all. Because you can only go so far. But some of us, we have it in us to take it much further, but we won't do it. And it's like, we're the church. We don't want to embarrass Dad. And then we'll talk about how blessed we are, how good he is. And he is wonderful. That I hope we don't forget that song, Minister Aquino. I hope we don't forget the melody of it. I hope it was one of those. I don't even know that we've done a song like that. You know, there's certain kind of a, I don't know, you call it a variety of music or genre or whatever they want to label it, if you will, but that was kind of like off on a different, but simple words, yet profound, because it's wonderful. Yeah. So let's, yeah. How many of you pray in tongues? Okay. Man. That fire from that wall all across this altar, the fire of you praying in tongues, praying before the Master, not only building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, but praying mysteries unto God that the natural mind doesn't know, but God knows, because he gives the heavenly language to be prayed in order that his will be done. Why do we pray? God already knows what we have need of before we ask him. God already knows what needs to be done. But he needs his people to petition to come against the powers of this present darkness. Not that we have a part in beating up the darkness. We're not stronger than the darkness. God is. But God has established covenant, and he's a God of order, and he does things a certain way, and he cannot violate that, or he ceases to be who he is. And so he has, as the church of the living God, put us in a very important place in order to get his will accomplished. And we do well if we give him our attention and then carry out his will, executed in the earth for his glory and great name's sake. Amen? Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Filled with all the fullness of God. Can we get that on the screen? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. If we can't, it's okay. You can write it down, and then you can go and you can read it for yourself. Before you leave tonight, make sure you greet Sister Kelly. She came back to fellowship with us. And we want to see you make it and make it strong. You're not meant or made for the devil to use. You're meant for God's glory, as we all are. But let's pray that God will move upon even more. Yeah. Let's read that together on the count of three. One, two, three. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Can I read the notes? I'll read this and then we're done. I know some of you might think that I'm texting or doing something like that when I'm on my cell phone, but for the most part, unless it's an emergency, for the most part, it's just trying to download what the Spirit of God is quickening me with, and if he wants me to give it, I give it. If he doesn't want me to, then I hold it and keep it for myself, but filled with all the fullness in Ephesians 3:19. But one of the definitions is in the New Testament, the body of believers as that which is filled with the presence, power, agency, riches of God and of Christ. So then when I saw the word agency, it just kind of seemed kind of like out of place. Not necessarily out of place, but it was like different. And it's like, okay, let me see what angle that's coming in at. And the definition of an agency is a business which provides service on behalf of other businesses. And so that we may be filled with the presence, power, agency, kingdom business, God's business, God doing business on our behalf, we doing business on God's behalf. Riches of God and of Christ. Father, as we conclude tonight, I pray for every person in here, even those who have watched live stream, whether Facebook or Ustream, we leave them not out, but we pray, Master, that we be filled with all the fullness of God. We don't need to be full of the world. We don't need to be full of ourselves. We want to be filled with all of your fullness. Your presence, your power, your agency, your riches, the riches of you, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill us till we overflow. Fill us to the place where nothing comes out of these earthen vessels but you. And we'll give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. Now bless your sons and daughters. Thank you for leading each and every one of them here tonight. I pray that encouragement stirs them up to pray. I pray that our altars will be filled with adults and with kids. Your word tells us to weep between the porch and the altar. Bring out the fathers, the mothers, the children, the babies. Bring them all to the altar and pray for the will of God to be done in our city and across our land, in this ministry and the churches that are established in the community. Lord, let not only revival take place in Antioch, but let it go all up and down California, all throughout the United States of America, and even around the world, because it's your will that none perish but all come to repentance. So cause a church to come alive, to awaken out of sleep and slumber, to awaken, Lord God, to the holy call which you have called us with, that we may fulfill your will in all the earth and bring glory and honor to your name. So bless your sons and daughters. The Lord our God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will triumph over the gates of hell because of who you are and whose you are. May the Lord be with you everywhere you go. Bless the works of your hands, order your steps, direct your path, and guide you with this eye in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you believe and you receive that, shout amen.
Amen.
All right. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Make sure you greet Sister Kelly. Let her know you love her, missed her, and be praying for her. Amen.